his candidate for the United States House of Representatives District number 2 here in Idaho, Scott Cleveland. Scott?
Hey, thanks for having us in, Will. It's great to be here.
Oh, great to see you. Great to meet you.
Yes.
First things first. Sure. I know time is short, but I'll make up this time for you. It says you're an occasional talk radio personality in Boise.
Yeah.
And I want to know if you need a job. So.
I have a job. In fact, I have several jobs. I don't know that my wife would appreciate me working 90-hour work weeks.
I have three jobs and I'm just a C minus at. I get it.
Cumulatively, it's okay though, right?
Right. Well, we welcome you. And you're running for House of Representatives and hoping to go to Washington, D.C., managing a partner of a Fortune 100 company, New York Life Securities, securities license, you sell mutual funds, stocks and bonds.
I've been in the investment business for 35 years.
Estate planner. Wow.
I know a little bit about taxes and how the government works.
And how to manage money.
My
goodness. That's something.
Yeah, what a concept.
Is that a bone of contention as you hope to get to the United States Congress?
Yes, they're not good at managing money in Washington, D.C. It's evident.
I can see that. Yes. So let's talk about a couple of things.
Okay.
One of the things that drives me up a wall is our southern border. I announced rodeos for a living.
Right, and that's what I heard.
I was down in Tucson.
Okay.
And it's driving those people crazy down there. It's the one of the biggest ethnic groups is Chinese men between 25 and 35 crossing the border.
Yes.
How can any person with any brains at all think that that's good for America? What say you?
Okay, well, it's definitely not good. And as we've traveled around the district, which is 25 and a half counties, that's probably the number one national issue by far that people ask us about. And politicians are good at pointing out problems. So the real solution is, what are you going to do about it as a member of the House of Representatives? What's the solution? So the Framing Fathers gave the power of the purse to the House of Representatives. It's the only real tool that you have to bring about meaningful change. I can't go down there with my AR-15 and patrol the border as much as I'd like to. What you have to do is use that power of the purse. And our current members of Congress, including my opponent, Mike Simpson, refused to do that. So what specifically would I do? I would say to the people that are charged with enforcing the border, all these three-letter government agencies, we are cutting your budget 40%. We're cutting all of your salaries 40% until that border is closed and secured 100%. We have a legal immigration that allows over 1.1 million people into this country every year. So it's not like we don't have a door in.
Right.
They just don't want to use it. And that is a deliberate act by the Biden administration. I like to call him borderless Biden. This is not an accident. It's not incompetency. It is deliberate, and it's a direct threat to our country on many, many levels. That's how you do it. The only thing they listen to in Washington is money. And if you take away their money, they might just act the way you want them to.
Yeah, we free medical. They get in the medical line before I do. And I've been here forever, and we fly them everywhere. That Tucson airport was a mess. It's just an embarrassment.
Yeah, they're flying them to all 50 states.
Yeah.
They drop them off in buses. In Coeur d'Alene, we've seen them dropped off. They drop them off at the dollar store in Nampa, Idaho. And we see them every time. Those white buses full of aliens, we see them every time we're on the road. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
You were born down in Albuquerque.
Yes.
And you've been a resident of Idaho for
almost 20 years now.
20 years.
Yes, yes.
And moved up into the Boise area.
Yes. My wife, Kathy, who you met briefly. I like to say that we live in the good half of Ada County.
Okay. Clarify that.
Okay.
So why do you say that?
Okay.
I know.
Congressional District 2, for those that don't know, is all of eastern Idaho, of course, but it comes all the way up the Snake River, all the way up through the Treasure Valley, and it comes to a point right there in Ada County. And when we joke about we live in the good half, we live in Garden City. So what's the good half? It's any part of Ada County that does not include that blue dot known as Boise. Liberal bastion that it has become, sadly.
We have to be careful in Idaho so we don't become Washington, Oregon.
Yes, that is true.
Talk to me about something that is a subject of discussion here in Lemhi and Custer counties about the dams.
Okay,
sure. Would you please?
It's probably the number one issue that we get asked about Idaho politics. And again, I have nothing personal against Mike Simpson, but for those listeners that aren't aware, Mike Simpson is leading the charge in Washington, D.C. to remove the four dams on the lower Snake River. The dams are not in Idaho, technically, but that is a disastrous policy decision. It's horrible, and he's been pressing it for over 3 years now. Our governor doesn't want the dams to come out. The ag business doesn't want it to come out. The rest of our congressional delegation, Crapo, Risch, and Fulcher, they don't want the dams to come out. If you're a business owner or a ratepayer, you can't afford to have those dams come out. And he is doing that to his detriment. And if Joe Biden, God forbid, happens to get reelected and Mike Simpson is still sitting in that seat, well, those dams are probably coming out. And you know how the feds are. Once they start there, they're going to come right up the Snake River Valley. And it's a threat to all the water users that use the Snake River. It's just horrible, horrible policy decision. And as Idahoans, we cannot afford to take that chance.
You know, I mean, just the agriculture that would be affected in southern Washington, northern Oregon. I mean,
it's the water, it's the electricity, it's all those things. 65% of the Pacific Northwest power comes from those four dams.
65%.
Just to replace that energy, you'd have to build two nuclear plants or three coal-fired plants or six natural gas plants, and we know that's not going to happen.
And that goes against all policy. How would they charge their electric vehicles? But that's a whole other thing. Anyway, so cut spending, lower taxes, mm-hmm. Idaho water rights. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal,
yeah.
Isn't it? That's a big deal to
sure.
you. Pro-life, pro-Second Amendment.
Of course, pretty standard policy for a conservative, a true conservative.
Yeah, but are there, out in Washington, some people run under the umbrella of conservatism,
oh, sure.
and they really aren't.
Sure. So in Idaho, when you look at a ballot, you'll see a lot of names on there with an R beside it. You know what the R stands for?
Tell me.
It stands for research. You must research that candidate because, just like my opponent, just because he claims to be a Republican doesn't mean he's a conservative. In fact, I follow this publication by the New American. It's called the Freedom Index. And they rank all 535 members of Congress on their voting records, and they're measuring two things. Was their voting record on important issues nationally, was it conservative, and was it constitutional? And our friend Mr. Simpson scores just a 45 out of a possible 100 in their index in January. That's Democrat territory. That's not what we're hoping to send to Washington. By comparison, our other congressman, Russ Fulcher, in the same index scores a 90.
Wow.
So it is doable, but Mr. Simpson doesn't do it.
Wow. As you're traveling around Idaho, you said the southern border is a concern.
Sure.
Give me a couple others.
Well, the dam issue by far. We were campaigning a couple years ago for another race that I ran in, and this time around, there's been a big shift. We talked to a lot of ag people in Congressional District 2, ag, you know, growers, farmers, cattlemen, and so on. And 2 years ago, they were definitely willing to give Mike Simpson the benefit of the doubt about this dam removal issue, this horrible policy decision. But that move, that has turned 180 degrees. And now they realize that, hey, that is a direct threat to the economic livelihood of their businesses, and they're having none of it. They want a good, true conservative as a replacement, and I think I am that alternative. And I think we're going to beat Mike Simpson. He's not invincible by any means.
As the years, the last, half dozen years, our country's become more and more polarized, mm-hmm. And so we have to stand up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the farmers and ranchers in the heart of America, they're the glue that holds it all together.
Well, we're almost at war with our own government.
Right.
I love America, but I'm not much of a fan of our current government. They're working against the average citizen. They would rather send your tax money to some far-flung corner of the earth, like Ukraine is the prime example. They'd rather spend it on illegal aliens that live better than our homeless veterans in this country. Now, it's disgusting, and most of the people in Washington, D.C. need to be replaced in short order.
I read an article the other day out of a Washington Examiner or something, a true publication about $1.4 billion of our tax money going to the southern border, to the immigrants wanting to come up. And some people called me up and said, we don't like that you're talking politics. That isn't politics. That's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, there's an old saying, the truth hurts only when it ought to.
Can you write that down for me? That's pretty.
Sure.
And so those are the dams, the southern border. What's your message to the people as you travel around?
Well, I think people are just looking for honest, regular, competent people in Washington, D.C. So we talked about my financial background a little bit, but this isn't my first dive into politics. I'm currently the third vice chairman of the Ada County GOP. And to give you a little bit of relativity here, the Ada County GOP is the largest voting bloc in Idaho by far. You hear people joke about, oh, the great state of Ada, yada, yada. Well, there's 197 precinct committee people in Ada County. And as the third vice chairman of that body, it's like herding cats, of course.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about it is they actually endorsed me, that formal body endorsed me over a sitting incumbent, Mike Simpson, to take over the seat.
So you said 190, say that again.
197 precinct committee men make up Ada County. So that's the body that that works through the process within the greater Idaho GOP.
What do you love most about Idaho?
Oh, just the natural beauty. I mean, New Mexico is a pretty place too, but nothing compared to this area. In fact, my wife, she's like ready to start shopping for real estate this afternoon on our way out of town. I'm like, well, we're going to be spending time in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure how we're going to make it work if we have a second home in Salmon. So let's hold off on that decision until I retire from office.
You know what I would do? I would say, okay, darling. We'll get a house. That's just as far. Anyway.
That's my 10-year plan. I'm 62 years old. I'm not planning on a 30-year career in Washington. You know, I'll serve a term or two if the people will have me, and then I'm going to go get on with my life, maybe in Lemhi County.
Well, it says you like to fish. So, yeah, I'm 62 years old. Tell me, I'm originally from Montana, moved down here 3 or 4 years ago. We have an idea what the salary is for a representative or a U.S. senator. Mm-hmm. How do all of a sudden I get so rich?
They're corrupt. Insider trading, sweetheart deals. And we have that going on with our delegation here, at least 3 out of the 4 anyhow. Mm-hmm. And, they learn about policy decisions. They're not prohibited from making stock trades and shorting stocks. A company might be headed for some regulatory trouble, and they short sell a stock, and they clean up, and they take it to the bank. I mean, look at AOC is the prime example. She was a bartender when she was elected, had a negative net worth, and now she's worth more than $10 million, and she served, 3 terms? That is criminal, it's corrupt, and it's not easy to fix, but something has to be done about it.
I love your idea. What other message? I'm doing a lot of the... What else would you like to talk about?
I'd like people to visit the website. We have some great video and content. If they want to follow the campaign, that's real easy to do. It's simple, clevelandforcongress.org. There's a phone number on there, too. I carry the campaign phone. Yesterday, I got a call when I was south of Mackey and spent 20 minutes on the phone with a veteran calling from Coeur d'Alene. He can't even vote for me, but he's disgusted with what this country is doing, especially to its regular citizens and its veterans, and so frustrated. I had a nice talk with him. The only thing I want to point out, I know we have time is short here. I want people to understand that Mike Simpson is not invincible, and it's going to take all of us to make changes in Washington, D.C. In the last primary, just under 2 years ago at this time, Mike Simpson in a 5-man race was down to 54%. His vote totals and his percentages have been declining for 3 years straight. So he is not invincible. I only have to move that needle about 6 points to win this race. That equates to 6,000 people in Congressional District 2, which is made up of about 1 million people. We're working hard. I think we're going to spend one night at home in the next 14 days. And we're not complaining. We signed up for it. Tonight we're in Rigby, and tomorrow night down in Blackfoot, I believe. And then at an event Saturday in Twin Falls, we just keep making that big loop over and over and over again.
It's a pretty good loop to make here.
It is. It's beautiful.
The meet the candidate. That is tomorrow night in Blackfoot, as a matter of fact, right?
Yes.
Blackfoot American Legion at 436 North Fisher Street.
Yes.
And the doors will open at 6:30. You say you had a meeting here in London.
Yeah, we were here last night.
Talk about that.
There's a Facebook group here. It's called the Limhi County Patriots.
Yeah.
Great group of gals. You know, they're doing what the GOP is not doing in this county.
Yeah.
And I say God bless them for it. They put together an event with Carrie, and she was in studio yesterday.
She was.
I understand. Yeah, she's a friendly, you know, another Liberty candidate, a Freedom Caucus kind of gal. And somebody we've gotten to know, we fully support her campaign. But yeah, it was great. There were about 60 local folks last night, some of which we'd met at the Lincoln Dinner in Challis a couple months ago. We have some friendlies up here, people wanting signs and just wanting to hear my message. One lady says, well, I wasn't going to stick your yard sign in my yard till I got to meet you. I said, that's fine. I don't blame you. I have the same attitude about politicians, you know. So we had a real nice visit, kind of laid out, you know, my vision. I take questions from the audience. I'm happy to visit with people. And we're gaining a lot of support. We're feeling pretty good about things. But we're going to keep working hard. In Idaho, it's winner take all in the primary May 21st. Early voting starts here in a few days, you know, May 6th. So we only have 11 days till early voting starts. And absentee ballots have already gone out. So I would ask for your vote and your support. I think the people of Idaho deserve better than what we're getting. The people that are running our country right now, they basically suck at it. Let's be honest. That's where we are.
Tell me your website again before you go.
Sure. It is real simple. It is Cleveland for Congress, and that's F-O-R, clevelandforcongress.org, not .com. And thank you so much for having us in studio.
Yeah. All the best to you. Safe travels.
Indeed.
Stop in again, and when you're done with your Congress term, come on by.
We'll go fishing.
You can work here because you're a talk radio host, and you and your wife will live happily
and
ever after.
And I want to catch a rodeo while we're up there, too. Right? There we go.
There you go. Running for the United States House of Representatives, Scott Cleveland.
Thank you.
Well, that was